Number one on the supplement.
Thank you.
thy great salvation so rich and free.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we sing 40?
40 in the red. Thank you.
Through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Amen.
You know, I am thankful, and that's what this mess meeting is about. Remember, we're just giving thanks. And I want to say I'm thankful, like most people have expressed, for all the temporal blessings that I have, including prosperity and health and peace in our country, in our time, in our lifetime. All our wars have been in foreign countries. We haven't seen the destruction that so many other people in. We have a lot of temporal blessings, but also for family, for my parents and grandparents, for my wife and my children and my grandchildren, and also for my church, because I have a wonderful church, and my co-workers that I've had over the years, I've had, I guess, dozens of co-workers, and I'm still good friends with all of them. I think I've had wonderful, blessed co-workers over the years in the ministry, and I thank God for the ministry that He's given me. But there's another thing that keeps coming to mind, and I find it over and over again presented to myself. And one of the points there is the faithfulness of God, how faithful He is to me over the years.
Thank you, Lord.
Even when I haven't been terribly faithful to Him or spiritual.
Lord.
What I've noticed is that as I get older, I probably am less of a sinner now than I used to be, because I don't have as much energy anymore. It's not really because I've become more spiritual or anything. In fact, I've become cynical about my own progress. I feel like I'm not getting closer, I'm getting farther away. Maybe I'm just becoming more aware of my failings.
Yeah.
More aware, more acutely aware of all the little details that I'm failing in.
Yeah.
And I go to God and I'm just in despair. I'm not saying, God, would you heal me from this problem or that problem, because there's just too many of them. And I don't feel like that I would even be the same person. I really do feel like this flesh is wasted effort. Like I'm not fixing myself. At the same time, I know that I can go to God, even though I'm a failure, even though I'm weak, even though I'm cynical and despondent about overcoming my fleshly failures and faults. And it says it right here. He says, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet.
Amen.
He's made us appropriate. He has somehow, and I don't know how, but he's made me worthy of being in his presence.
Amen.
And I know that that's not me.
Right.
I'm thankful to God that what I have does not depend upon my fulfillment, but it depends upon my relationship
with him. Amen.
Now he's chosen me and accepted me and made me meet to be a partaker of the saints in life.
Wow.
How is that possible? I don't know. But I know that if it had been any other way, then his faithfulness would have been meaningless, because my faithfulness has failed.
Yeah.
But because it's not because of my fulfillment, it's because of what he has done in my life or for me, that his faithfulness is what counts. The fact that he is going to be faithful to me,
amen,
even though I am not. And I can't wait for him to drop this flesh and give me that new body, which will change the way I am.
Right.
So that I would not be this way. I can't wait for that change.
Amen.
But that change is going to come to me through the forgiveness of sins and through the gift of God who made me meet to be a partaker. I thank God for eternal security.
Yes.
I thank God for salvation,
amen,
and forgiveness of sins. I thank God that he's faithful to me even when I am not. He cannot deny himself. And that's the only hope I have of ever pleasing him in what is what he has done in me.
Amen.
In
2
Peter
3,
verse
14.
And I read this verse before, but I just want to thank you. 2 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 3. Or starting with verse 2. But first I want to say, I just want to thank the Lord this morning for not giving me all the things that I asked for.
Amen.
For keeping me from making those mistakes, from not answering those prayers that were misguided or not according to his will. I thank the Lord for that. And in verse 2 it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to his glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I praise the Lord that he hath made a way of escape for us, and that he provided all things, and he gives us precious promises, and he promises that he'll finish the work that he began. He doesn't leave us stranded. He not only doesn't give us what we don't need, even though we ask for it, and he allows us sometimes to fall so that we learn our lesson, and he just covers all bases. He does everything that's necessary to get us to the goal.
Thank you, Lord.
To the finish line, which is his glory, and to be with him. It's just a blessing to me. When I think of all the things that I am thankful for, I will have to include those that he didn't give me and those that he kept me from, because my life would have been a worse disaster than the failures that I've already had. And I thank him for that. I thank him for teaching me the hard lessons through the mistakes that I did make when I went ahead and did something that he didn't, you know, that I clearly knew I shouldn't. And I praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Can we stand and sing 477?
supplement, number 89.
Victor, yep. There ain't nothing, nobody's ever gonna be able to rise. that's a reason to rejoice, and that's a reason I am so joyful, because I am saved Amen. By the blood of Jesus Christ, and I trust in Him, and I have hope.
Amen.
I have hope. And what it says after that is, let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them.
Amen.
Let them praise the Lord. Love thy name, be joyful in thee. You see what he says? He says, let them shout for joy.
Amen.
Because you're their defender.
Wow.
Listen, Jesus is my defender. He defends me.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I can imagine yes, whenever Amen. People came home from war and they won, you know, they got that victory, they were shouting for joy. They were Amen. Excited. They were so thankful. Boy, this is what he said. He said, let them ever shout for joy.
Amen.
That's what I come here to do.
Praise
I come here
Lord.
To praise Jesus Christ. And whenever we're singing, we're shouting, we're praising Him with our
Amen.
Breath, because He's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
I'm so thankful to the Lord for all His goodness and all His kindness towards me and towards my family and towards all the brethren.
Thank you, Lord.
And starting verse 7, it says, I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord
yeah.
and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us and the great goodness towards the house of Israel which He hath bestowed on him according to His mercies and according to the multitude of His loving kindness. I just want to thank the Lord because of His loving kindness.
Yeah.
I can have what I have in this world. You know, the possessions is something I'm super thankful because I don't deserve any of it. And my loving wife, my kids, and I could just go on and on about millions of blessings that I have.
Yeah.
But one true blessing is, above all, is His loving kindness towards me that He allowed me to have
Amen.
Salvation
Amen.
And eternal life. And He's our champion, right?
Amen.
Like yes. Stephen was saying, like, we have the one, right? I was reading something the other day that it said, it was naming all these gods that the world has, like Muhammad, Buddha, and it was saying their last, I don't remember exactly what it said, but like the last quotes was something of no hope, right? Like they were saying, hey, I didn't have any hope or whatever. And but that Jesus Christ was the only one that didn't die, right? He rose, I mean, He died, but He rose again, right? The other gods died and they were hopeless and they didn't have no other hope. And Jesus Christ, He pretty much died and resurrected and He's our champion now. And we're part of His team, you know, and He made us His family. And through Jesus Christ, why would we get through God, right? And I just thank Jesus that He made that relationship between me and God. And He allowed it to happen, right? And
Amen.
Like Bill was saying, there's nothing that I could ever done. And I was so religious for a very long time. And always thought it was about my good works. And I thank the Lord that through His loving kindness, He finally woke me up.
Amen.
And let me understand it. And then above that, He bestows on top of us all His good stuff. I mean, we're in the United States of America. We're in San Antonio. We get good food. Everything is just such a blessing. I deal with a lot of people that they fly from all over the country and they love San Antonio. They love coming over here, and I just thank the Lord that above all that, I could still be in a place where I could come and come to a church that is just such a blessing, has good doctrine. It's just such an encouragement. This past year, I've been to different churches when I travel, and we go visit different churches, and they don't have what, by the grace of God, what we have here, right? People stand up or people talk and they're just talking about other things rather than Jesus Christ and
Amen.
Salvation. And even when they're getting baptized or whatever, their testimony is not there, right? It's not the true testimony of what they believe in salvation. And I just thank the Lord that I could be part of a church that every day somebody stands up and they encourage each other in the Word of God and salvation. And it's just so pure. I have faith that anybody saved here that they would get the same basic message, right? The same standard salvation. And I think that's just such a blessing to be part of a church and you can hear that every day and your family can hear it. And I don't want to keep rambling, but thank the Lord for his loving kindness. Thank the Lord for salvation. And I just praise him for everything that I have in this world and for all you lovely brethren. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. And John 3, verses 16 and 17, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I'm real thankful for this church. I remember coming here for for when I could come to the VBS. I remember Miss Judy. She'd always somehow find a way to quote John 3:16. So I was just, when I finally got around to understanding it, I was like, oh, wow. So I'm real grateful that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and I'm glad for that word, I'm real thankful for that word, whosoever, because that means whoever wants to come, and thankfully that meant that Levi could come, could believe in him, and should not perish, but have everlasting life, so I thank God for that.
Amen. Lord. Amen.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Made it. I'm trying to stand up.
And
amen.
It's hard sometimes.
I want to give thanks to the Lord also.
Amen.
Number one, he saved me, of course, from this evil world. And then, and in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 84. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name. And also, Psalms 106, the first verse. It's also a, I can't even crystallize right. Okay, Psalm 106:1. Can't get it. Thank you. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth.
Amen.
When I came here, I didn't feel love. I didn't think anybody loved me or that I had received love. I was very cynical about people's feelings. You know, I always thought that they were pretending. And when I came here and heard about the love of God, it blessed my heart just so much. And he gave me and he brought me here. And I really have to thank him a lot for inviting this church.
Amen.
I had been invited to many, most of them Catholic. But I have also enjoyed so much his physical blessings or his temporal blessings. He's brought me so far, and he has given me so many experiences and blessings, and I want to thank him a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'd also like to thank everybody who has shown love to me, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to thank the Lord this morning. Let's go to Philippians 4, and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Then I say rejoice.
Amen.
Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand.
Amen.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This year I lost my dad. And I have to say, there's probably nothing you'll go through than losing somebody that's close to you. But you know, and I really went to the Lord with it because I thought, Lord, I'm not going to be able to deal with this. I just wanted to run away and hide. But I knew I had to be there for everybody else.
Right.
But you know, I prayed about it. And like he always does, he just gives such a peace.
Amen.
And comfort. And I almost felt guilty that I wasn't more emotional and just bawling all the time. But the Lord, I just felt the Lord's peace.
Amen.
And I know we can't go by feelings necessarily, but you know what? That peace was there regardless.
Amen.
And then once we were going through it, the love that this congregation gave and saw to our needs, I mean, it was incredible. So, I thank the Lord that I'm going to see Dad again.
He could have
had a painful passing, and he didn't. It was so peaceful. But I won't go into too much detail. I just want to thank y'all. Thank y'all. I want to thank the Lord, first of all, because of His peace. And if you trust Him, the peace He'll give you. But I also want to thank y'all. I want to thank the family, how they stuck together. It's a beautiful thing when it happens. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I like to share something. Along the same lines, been on my part as well. I'm always reading Philippians because it really is a book of comfort, like you always teach us. And I'm just thankful for everything that God has done for me. And I want to read Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And I think it's so true that, well, everyone goes through trials, and I'm just thankful for the peace He's given me through everything and the family that I have through Him. I'm thankful for the people that led me to the Lord, and it really, I remember the day I knew I needed God because I knew I knew salvation. I had heard the preaching, or I had known I need to give my life to the Lord, and I'm just so thankful for surrendering to Him and allowing Him to change my life. And again, just that peace, you can't even describe it to others unless they know the Lord, and I'm just so thankful for that.
Amen.
And I just want to give Him the glory in everything, because everything that we have, this life, that we have, is all of His, and He deserves so much
Amen.
Honor and glory.
Amen.
Alright, so I want to thank the Lord for this church and for the brethren and the faithfulness, especially of our pastors and our missionaries.
Amen.
I think a lot of times they get tired of us, and I know the work is, it's easy to get weary and well-doing. So I thank the Lord for all of you guys. But one of the things that we had a Bible study a couple of weeks ago with the family, and we were going around the room and sharing one by one the things that we're thankful for. And usually a lot of the things that people typically are thankful for, they'll say the roof over my head or the fact that I have clothes and, you know, food, clothing, and shelter, those basic things. But a lot of times we don't think about having the Word of God, being able to worship in a country without persecution, without fear of going to jail or being killed. But one of the main things that I forgot to thank God for was affliction. And I wasted a lot of my youth because I didn't know God. I had religion, but I didn't know God. And but there was always this affliction that kept me very, like a thorn in my side. Like, was it Peter or Paul? I had the thorn in his side, and Paul had the thorn in his side. And, you know, all my life I thought, well, why? You know, like, why me? You know, but now, you know, when you know the Lord, you think, why not me? You know, I just deserve hell. I don't deserve anything.
Amen.
You know, but I really want to thank God for the affliction, because I shudder to think of, I see everybody around me and the things that they're chasing and just the carnal things and things that really pale in significance to the eternal things. I'll share a couple verses. I think affliction, it keeps us tethered to the Lord and keeps us dependent on Him. Even if we think, and everybody really is dependent on the Lord, whether they realize it or not, but especially when you have a thorn in your side, it really, really, really keeps you humble and dependent and just really crying out to God all the time. So one of my favorite verses is in Romans 8:18, where he says, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. Another one is in Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
Amen.
And another one in Psalm 119:71, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your steps.
Right.
That's what I think the Lord very much.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if this verse is the appropriate one. Let's see. I had one here and I just lost it. Basically, what I just want to say that I'm grateful to God for His mercy. That even though, because yeah, I was saved and I've been baptized, and but of course, you know, I fell away, and I did things that were very wrong, and I thought that there was no hope for me, and. But I see the Lord, what He did for us at the cross, and that, you know, He just loves us no matter what, and that the, you know, something that I struggled with a lot is low self-esteem and feeling that I didn't have enough love and that I had to do so many things to win people's love. But forgetting that the only love that we really need is from God and that He has it there for us. And so, like, when I was at my lowest point where I was completely alone and had no one to comfort, I would feel God's love and saying, I still love you. And I know there's a Christian song that says that... it talks about the sins, how they're all behind us. The sins, they're at the bottom of the ocean floor. And that is my faith. I'm regretful and I'm repentful of all the things that I've done in my past. And I thank the Lord that He's given me this opportunity to, first of all, have a good man, a good husband, future husband, and get married soon. And his parents, his family is very beautiful, and most of all, this church is just, it's always what I've been looking for. This is the type of church I'm like, yeah, go by the truth of the Bible, support the ministry, the word to go out, because that is the most important thing. That's what Jesus wants of us, what God wants of us, is to save souls. And I'm just grateful for all the blessings. And even the trials and the hardships, or there's no comparison to what awaits and what we have now, knowing that God loves us and is always forgiving and willing to give us a chance. Even though here on earth, one comfort that I have, because, you know, people talk and they'll say awful things about me and things like that, and I think to myself, well, when Jesus was on earth, didn't they do that to Him too? And He was perfect and He was holy. how much more someone who has made mistakes and has fallen. But I want to, you know, I'm happy that I have here, I'm able to be discipled by people that truly follow and want to do what's right according to the word. So I praise God for that. I praise God for Sandy and Mohan, who took us under the wing to disciple us, and I just so grateful. And I'm grateful to Bill because I'm always picking his brain about stuff, so I probably get on his nerves sometimes. And all the other pastors, I love hearing y'all. And Mr. Lindholm, who, it's funny because you were my fiance's teacher in school. In middle school. And the funny thing is that life is so funny because that middle school that he went to, had my parents never been divorced, I would have met him there, and I probably would have had Mr. Lindell as my teacher too. But it's a small world, so. And I went down the street to Saul Ross Middle School. That's where I went to middle school. So it's, I'm just so happy to be here, and I welcome any and all feedback. You know, it might hurt, but I want to be right with God. I want to please God, and I want to live a godly life. And I want to. And now that I am going to have a husband that follows the Lord, this is the most precious gift the Lord could have given me, other than my children.
Amen.
And my mother. My mother's here.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm so happy she's here.
Amen.
And I wanted her to meet all you wonderful people.
Amen.
My mommy's been there, and I am just so grateful for her.
Amen.
But I want to thank also my fiance's parents. They're just... they're amazing people, and that's why he's such an amazing person too.
Yeah.
So, and I want to thank their family that's not here, like their children and all that. They've been so wonderful. So I just want to thank y'all, and I'm sorry I talked too much. So sometimes you have to tell me, okay, Lisa, so now shut up. But thank you. God bless you, and
yes,
I look forward to having a godly life.
Amen.
I have a verse in Philemon, verse 6, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. I read this verse years back, and it just shocked me because I kind of always read past this real quick just to get to Hebrews when I was reading the books in order. And I was just shocked to see this verse in the middle of, the beginning of this chapter, because two things stood out to me that our faith communicates. And when we communicate to each other, it's special, and each other's lives can build each other up that way. And since we're remembering and being thankful for what you have to acknowledge things. And so this verse encourages us to acknowledge every good thing which is in you and in Christ Jesus. And so I just want to thank the Lord for giving us something to be thankful for, you know, and helping us and reminding us how to be thankful and for what we should be thankful for. Because like Sister Teresa was saying, I always go to the easy things. I thank the Lord for my children. You know, I thank the Lord for my home, for my church, but I don't think about. I guess I can be thankful for each and every. We don't have time, but I can be thankful for each and every one of the persons in this room.
Yeah.
So there's just so many things to give thanks for.
Amen.
Yeah, and I just want to praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
We have time, sister. I'm sorry. Lisa, glad you finally made it home. We're going to sing number 27. Let's stand and sing number 27 in the supplement.
Glad you got that right.
I saw you. You hesitated.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You have seen my memory, so I must tell you. short term, and we forget to forget that he's got a long term story going on.
True.
So I was looking back at all of who he is, the great I am, the self-existent God, and you don't need to turn to it because I'm going to go to several places, but Psalm 33, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them, by the breath of his mouth. I'm going to skip a few. Let the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For his sake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.
Amen.
And then you go forward to John, and say something about that. He made everything. He knew how it was going to turn out. He existed before it was created, and he already knew how it was going to go. He already knew that we were going to fall. He already was ready to save us. And he was thinking long term. In John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And he knew that was going to happen. And further down it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace. And we beheld it, and yet he was crucified. We were chased to death, to the cross, and yet he resurrected. That was his plan. And he that sat upon the throne in Revelation 21, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done.
Hey.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Praise the Lord.
I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. So I was thinking about, what am I thankful for? What am I thankful for? I am thankful that God took a long-term view of my life because there are parts of it that would have just, they're appalling. So I'm grateful that he takes you and he teaches you, he indwells you, and he changes you from within.
Amen.
You have the span of a life, however long it is, to learn from him, to turn to him. But I also want to thank God. Glad she's in the restroom. I want to thank God for Susan.
Amen.
She has been such a blessing.
Amen.
And she has been, probably most of you don't know, she was a very hard child, very hard child. I was despondent. And this child was transformed into a young woman who was very sweet.
Yep.
Amen.
And loving. And she's...
Praise the Lord.
Accepted the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Transformation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Transformation is done. I wouldn't have seen that if you didn't think long term. If you didn't already have a plan. And if you didn't give us the time to learn from him. And to rely on him. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for his long being long-suffering. I'm thankful that he has waited with mankind till the end, until his time is right. Because his time always is right. And we need to rely on that. I'm just thankful that we can rely on him.
Amen.
Amen.
I had heard a song yesterday, and it was a spinoff of a song that we sing around this time of the year, and it just made me, I just turned the radio off, and I just started thanking the Lord and praising the Lord, because I've never heard it in this way, and the song is, Oh Come All You Faithful, and the part of it is, Oh Come All You Faithful, Joyful and Triumphant, and... That song always has blessed me, because I'm saved, I know the Lord, the Lord's given us the victory, but this song is a modern song, and it says, "Oh, come, all ye unfaithful, saddened, heavy laden." And triumphant, the downfallen. And it just changed my whole attitude of, you know, how as Christians we think, we are thankful. We have so much to be thankful for. But I wasn't always a Christian, and I'm thankful today that God came for the unfaithful. Yeah. I'm thankful that He came for the saddened and the heartbroken and the people that had a hard time keeping on the right path. That was me. I was raised in a, I won't say a real godly home, but it wasn't a non-godly home. My mother was a single mom, and she did the best that she can. She loved the Lord. She came. She was saved, and my father was saved, my brothers. But it wasn't like the life that my children are, that I have now, where I grew up with the Word of God. And there's so many in this room that can say, I didn't grow up in a godly, spiritual, Christian home. And the verses that kept coming to my mind all the way on my trip yesterday was, Jesus says, "Come unto ye, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I came to Him one day, and He gave me rest. And I'm thankful for that rest that He gives. I'm thankful for the peace that He gives. I'm thankful for the suffering that He did for me, that I don't have to suffer anymore. I can now experience the joys of a Christian life and a triumphant life and a faithful life. And I just, the song is just, it's just burning the care, the compassion for people that have grown up in a Christian home. We take for granted so many times of how other people have lived and the things that they've gone through, and we have so much to be thankful for as a Christian. And I think we also have so much to be thankful for having grown up in the homes that we grew up in, because now when we've met the Lord, we can see the transformation that He's done in our lives, and it's wonderful. It's God's doing it. It's wonderful in our eyes. And I praise Him for that. And then in Revelations 22:17, it says, "The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him hear it say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take in the water of life freely." One day I heard that. I heard a message that said, "Come,
amen,
and I will give you the living waters.
Praise
come,
Lord.
And I will give you bread of heaven that you'll never hunger again."
Yeah,
and
amen.
I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
I'm thankful for a God that saw the long picture. He saw my beginning and He saw my end, and He wanted to make a better ending for me. And He wants to make a better ending for you, Lisa, and for each one of us in this room. He has a plan.
Yeah.
And it's, come, all ye unfaithful. Those that have never experienced the love of God, come.
Yeah.
And He will save you. And then for us that have come, and we have tasted and we've seen that the Lord is good, He says over in Isaiah, let me find it here. Isaiah, you know where I'm going to. It says 1:18, it says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow.
Thank you,
though
Lord.
They be red like crimson, they shall
Thank
be
you,
as
Lord.
Wool." And this verse popped out to me when we moved to Poland in 1995, in the November, the first snowfall that we had. Remember, Leslie, Leslie and I were out shopping, and it just starts pouring, and we almost had a whiteout. And that verse came alive, "Though my sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as wool." And there's nothing prettier than the snowfall.
Amen.
Never, it hasn't been contaminated by sin and ugliness and dirt and corruption. It's beautiful. And that's what the Lord says, "My sins are like now." They've been washed by the blood of Christ. And then the last verse I want to read is my favorite verse, Matthew 11.
Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that is an invitation for the lost as well as the saved. When we're down, when we're having a hard time, when we can't seem to get that thorn out of our flesh, he says, just come to me.
Yeah.
And I will take care of that.
Praise the Lord.
And I will heal you. And there's just so much that we can be thankful for. But I'm thankful that God is not through with us.
Yeah.
He has promised, he that has begun a good work in us will perform it.
Amen.
Till we're complete and we're going to be like him. And just one last thing. I'm thankful that we have some young people in this church that are not afraid to be bold. You invite your friends, you invite your coworkers, you invite your bosses, you invite your teachers, and they come. And they like it here. When I came here, I was like, I have no other home. My home is here. And been in a lot of other churches. We've started a lot of other churches, but this will always be home because the Lord started something 100 years ago, seems like. But I'm thankful that it's not just the faithful that can come. I'm thankful that the unfaithful can come. The weak and the heavy laden, and God will give us rest.
Amen. Praise you, Lord. Amen.
In John,
Jesus.
John 6:67. It says, then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And I just wanted to thank the Lord for giving us the words of eternal life. I was talking to a friend. I've known her since I was 16, and she's going through a lot right now, and she's very hopeless and very broken, and I was just trying to share with her, you know, the Word of God, and she knows it. She was taught it, but she's abandoned it, and I just saw so much hopelessness in her, and she just kept rejecting it. She didn't want it, and it filled me with so much sadness, but at the same time, so much thankfulness, because, like, I just realized just how much hope and peace, like y'all are saying, that I have through God's word. And it broke my heart for her that she's rejected and she's not experiencing that. And I'm thankful that we have the words of eternal life through Christ. I mean, how many people have desired, you know, to find this? And yet somehow, look at us, we have it. And I'm very thankful to my parents because they taught that to me from the time I was a child. And it's just almost like second nature. I didn't have to go through anything to find it. They just handed it to me. And then I'm thankful because the Lord has blessed me with 4 children. And there's a lot of fear sometimes, you know, as a parent, for your kids and what they're going to go through and just everything, but I'm full of so much hope and peace because I can give them that sure foundation and the hope and the words of eternal life, and so I just want to thank the Lord for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thank the Lord for perspective. Thanks, Lord, for His goodness and His mercies. Ecclesiastes 6, I'm sorry, Ecclesiastes 7:14. It says, in the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider God also has set one over against the other. I want to thank the Lord because it's really easy on the highs to say, thanks, Lord. And then in the valleys, not be able to see it. We understand Jesus rose again, and that's great, but we got to remember the price He paid at Calvary for us, and we can't ever forget these things. And sometimes we do as Christians. I heard it come across already that we get really cynical, and Thanksgiving is only when it, you know, you can only, actually, you can be thankful in all of the walk and That doesn't come easily. I'm not going to say this is easy. But when it's also low, if your perspective is right and your relationship with Christ is right, which sometimes is an issue that as a Christian we need to work on, be encouraged. The Bible says that God's over both of them, that God is working with us on both of them. So I'm really grateful that I have perspective of what Jesus has done for us, that it's not just a feeling. It's what Jesus has done. It's the work he's done for us already at the cross of Calvary. And we can learn to be joyful, thankful. I think Paul says to be in any condition, to be grateful, to be thankful that Paul was rich, Paul was poor. He figured it out in both of them. And as a Christian and in a meeting like this, it's also good to remember, hey, Lord, we're also thankful in the lows. We understand what's going on and that, praise the Lord that he's still at the throne. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I was thinking of John. John's still my favorite writer in the New Testament. But anyway, John chapters 14 through 17. Those chapters are never going to lose their specialness to me. They're just, right. There's just something there. It's so rich, so deep. I'll be probably for eternity be thinking about it. I mean, we'll be dwelling on God's love and what he's done for us. But I was just thinking, wow, what am I thankful for at this moment? But I was in those chapters. Something occurred to me. Something I saw. I was just recently, even though I've read it over and over, I realized that Jesus was saying he's given us three things in those chapters. Those three things are the first three fruits of the Spirit, I believe: love, joy, and peace. But I can just basically partly quote him. But he said, within those chapters, he said, "These things I speak unto you, so that you'll have my joy." And so that your joy will be full. And that's something that just blows me away today. That,
amen.
The last verse in chapter 17 says, I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. Jesus wanted us to have his love. To share the love that he experiences, that he, for eternity, had. The Father loved him before the foundation of the world. So this love, this eternal love, he's given it to us. He wanted us to have it, and he's given it to us. And then the other one, those three things, love, joy, and peace, he also said in those chapters, he said, my peace I'm giving unto you.
Amen.
This is during the Lord's Supper. He's telling them what he's giving them. What he's going to give them for eternity, give us. He's given us those three things. The joy that he had, the peace he had. He's a Prince of Peace. He is peace. There's no other peace outside of him. There's no other joy outside of Christ. You know, I was thinking of, my life, today I had a happy day, I had a good day. I don't even tell people to have a good day anymore. I tell them to have a God day. A good day is not what God wants us to have. He wants us to have his day, what he lives in. But anyway, his joy, so beautiful that God would give us these things that he experiences for us. He wants us to share it. We want our children to share the joy that we have. Yeah. But anyway, love, joy, and peace, those are three things that human beings are looking for, longing for. We sweat and strive for like crazy, and we always strive in the wrong places, the wrong time, the wrong way, because we're looking for it the way the world is looking for it. But the whole time it's being offered to us, just give it. The Lord's heart is breaking to give it to us so for we can experience his love, his joy. He said in those chapters too, he said, I've given you a new commandment, and that is to love one another. He didn't just say the old commandment, you try and do your best to love one another. He said, as I have loved you, go and love one another now. So he's saying, I'm giving you what I have, my love, so that you could love.
Amen.
And anyway, to put this in a practical thing, I think 2 years ago, I brought my son, my children up when I was here. But I just can't help. I'm so thankful for what God has given me. I was a horrible son. I thought God was going to punish me. I thought karma was going to get me for the horrible things I did to my parents. There were four boys and three girls, and man, we were horrible. It was just hideous things. There were physical fights in my family. And it's just horrible that to how that stays in your in your psyche for the rest of your life. I can't explain that, but I thought it was going to come back on me for with my two. We have two, my wife and I have two sons, and we have never had that. I never got the karma back. I've been just blessed and blessed and blessed by two sons that love the Lord. And I thought about
praise
that.
The Lord.
And I can't account it to me. It's because whatever God put in Linda, my wife and I, the love that God put in us, somehow it came out and it got inside our children. And it was God's love. I can't say it's something of us that we did. It's God's love. It's still working. And we have these beautiful children that are just blessing us more than I feel like I've ever given to them. It's amazing. If you don't have children, by the way, have children. Have a lot of them. Lots of them. As many as you possibly can. But, I just want to thank the Lord that He's given us two children that are just such a blessing, and that He has given us His love, His joy, and His peace.
Amen.
To give away, because that's what He did. He gave it away. He made it so He could give it away, and He wants to do that in us, to give it to the world. This is beautiful. Anyway, I'm just thankful for the privilege to be a father, and to watch that. I wish I had grandchildren now. But it's just beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For the love and joy and peace that you freely give us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you turn to Psalm 103?
Amen.
It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like the eagles. Like many of you, I am thankful for many things, right? I'm thankful for, amazing wife, children, church, pastors, country, all that thing. But one thing that it just leads me back full circle, and the reason why I'm so thankful for a lot of these things is because I'm saved, right? All these blessings that I have, everything that's been given to me, is because I am saved.
Amen.
Number one, and not to say that other people don't have it that are lost, but it just being saved amplifies those things and makes you more thankful. I was lost. I was lost forever until Jesus found me. There's some folks in here that maybe they led good lives, but I wasn't good. I knew I wasn't good. Nobody had to convince me that I was bad. Like, hey, everybody's a sinner. I knew I was a sinner. I knew I needed Christ. I knew I needed a way out. And God saved me. That, to me, I stand it off that He would even save somebody like me. That was what I needed convincing, that He would want somebody like me.
Amen.
That He would love somebody like me.
Right.
And every day I am amazed that God would have mercy on me. And when I read through these verses where it says in verse 3, He forgiveth, He healeth, He redeemeth, He crowneth, right? He satisfied. Man, you want to talk about wounds. Not just, healing your physicality, but what about your spiritual wounds? What about your mental wounds? What about the things you dragged yourself through or led yourself to and you became hurt emotionally, mentally, physically? Man, He healed you from that. And I'm so grateful and thankful.
Amen.
That God saved me.
Amen.
I am in awe that God would even love me. Right? I mean, maybe you can say you've received a lot of love and you're worthy of like all these love, but hey, Tony, just like you, man, I have brothers. Man, we had some knockdown, fist out fights, Hey, brothers are good. They're my best friends now, but man, growing up, yeah, we put our parents through some bad things. So I can definitely relate to that.
But at the same time, you know, you think of all these things that, man, when I got like just serious about God, you know what I did? I started calling my brothers long distance. It cost me, but it was worth it. They got saved. They got saved. What an amazing thing. What a transformation that happened in my family by just God changing me. I started calling my cousins.
Hallelujah.
Man, you know what? I don't ever think that I'm a fanatic, right? But like when I would go home and visit, they called me a fanatic. I'm like, I wish I was a fanatic.
Amen.
But they'd call me a fanatic. And, you know, just the transformation, the mindset, the different things that, you know, that the way you think and just the wisdom that God gives you, the understanding of Himself. I'm thankful that God gave me an understanding of Him.
Thank you, Lord.
But not only that, He gave me an understanding of who I was. And I know I'm not worthy. But man, just the wisdom of God, having an understanding of Him and that He loves you, that He cares for you, and He saves you. Not just like, you know, Deb was saying, like, man, I'm so glad He didn't look at just one part and say, hey man, I give up on you. I give up on you. I mean, have you ever lost something? Maybe like a coin or a screw or a bolt? I mean, I've lost some things and I've looked for a long time and I just gave up on them. I just gave up. That thing's lost. I'm going to buy another bolt. It's gone. It's lost forever. I ain't never going to buy it. It fell in a wormhole somewhere. But, you know, but God never gave up on me. He hasn't given up on me. And I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful for it. He forgiveth all my iniquities. Not just my past, my present, but my future. He forgiveth me. He healed my diseases. He healed me. He redeemeth my life from destruction. Man, I was literally on the way to hell. I had a one-way ticket there. I mean, there was no doubt about it. If I would have died in a certain time, and I should have been dead many times, but if I would have died, I would have split hell wide open. But He saved me. He didn't give up on me. Even then, I tell my wife and my children all the time, He's been with me and over me all my life. That's just mercy.
Amen.
That God
Amen.
Held back destruction.
Amen.
Even when I wasn't His.
Yeah.
He held it back and He prevented destruction in my life and my soul because He loved me. He said, I'm going to save him one day. And He knew it. And He says, not only that, but if He just saved me and did nothing else, that would have been good enough.
Amen.
Right? But it says that He crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercy. And He satisfies my mouth with good things. Like, wow. There's no doubt in my mind that God loves me. There's no doubt. I just know that He calls me His friend, His son. Like, that's an amazing thought to be called the Son of God, that I can go to the throne of grace at any time I want. I'm not a bother to Him. I'm not an inconvenience to Him. I can call Him up anytime I want and just say, God, I'm not building well today. God, I'm a little frustrated, or God, I'm a little angry, or God, I just need Your help today. I'm having problems. Like, you know, you call some people up and you're like a bother, right? I mean, just go to like Home Depot sometimes and you're looking for something and you try to ask for help, right? It's like they look at you like, why are you here? Why are you bothering me? Right? I mean, have you ever had that type of, you know, service or whatever? And I'm not saying God is like, you know, hey, let me give you a buck and, you know, help me out. I mean, He's a real friend. He'll help
Amen.
You out anything you need. He listens, cast your care upon me for I care for you. You know, like, wow, not a bother, not an inconvenience, but just a real friend, someone that cares for you.
Amen.
We can sit here all night, all year long, talking about how good God has been. I mean, we couldn't even quantify all our blessings.
Amen.
Qualify them all.
Amen.
But God is good. He's been good to me throughout my life. And man, if you don't know Christ today, I mean, get to know Him.
Yes.
His word is full of His goodness, His mercies, His grace, His judgment, His wisdom. And I just want to thank Him for saving me.
Amen.
I want to thank Him for having mercy upon me and my family. I want to thank Him for just His many blessings and His grace over my life and His wonderful care.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Number 70 in the red one.
Amen.
Thank you.
Stand, stretch out. We're not done yet.
Established my going. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that make the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, not such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
Amen.
Another verse, because I was thinking about this. David says that God is his rock, but in 2 Samuel chapter 22, David said this: Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. If you read the chapter, he's talking about and giving thanks because God delivered him from his enemies and gave him victory. And so I just want to thank the Lord because he is our rock.
Amen.
He is our salvation. And I think all of us can go back and remember when we were in the miry clay and in darkness.
Yeah.
I know in my own life, I don't recall the gospel being preached.
Mm.
I don't recall turning on a radio and hearing a gospel radio. I didn't even understand or know about a Christian radio station. I'm sure our family had a Bible somewhere, but it wasn't on the table where we read it daily. So God was not in all my thoughts, and I really wasn't looking for God. And yet, God came to me, and yet the gospel somehow got to me. And it just makes me wonder the marvelousness of our God and how wise He is and how mighty He is and how He's able to reach down and save souls. And, you know, you get a different perspective after you look back over your life and you see the hand of God working all these years. You don't really see it sometimes when you're in the midst of it, but when you get beyond it and you come out of it and you look back and you think, wow, our God is mighty. Look how He's led us all these times.
Amen.
So in 22 days, it's going to be 50 years since I got saved.
Amen.
22 days. It's amazing. Because I grew up in a family like many of you. My parents were divorced multiple times. There was fighting in the home. Drugs were plentiful. Alcohol was plentiful. Unrighteousness was everywhere. It could not be considered a godly home. And yet, I think I loved my mother. I think I loved my father. Love was not something that we really talked about or even heard. That came later. So I'm thankful that God in His wisdom worked it out. And just all the pieces that had to come together.
Amen.
People talk about the stars being aligned, but it's the hand of God directing and working everything out. And I didn't know what was going on behind the scenes before my salvation.
Amen.
Because before God saved me, He saved my uncle, who was I won't go into his bad history, but God saved my uncle, and my uncle and aunt began praying for me. And that was behind the scenes. I didn't realize somebody was praying for me, and I wasn't thinking about God. And then I looked all summer long for a job and couldn't find a job. I finally get a job at Hardee's Hamburgers. Of all the places to get a job, it's Hardee's Hamburgers on Michigan Ave. And guess what? There's two Christians working there. Wow, how did that happen? And they both live for the Lord, because I've worked with people that told me years later that they were Christians and I never would have knew. Well, with these two girls, I knew they had something. Yeah. I didn't quite understand it at the beginning. I found out later, but they had something I didn't have. They had the peace and joy of God.
Amen.
And they had happiness despite the fact that they grew up in families that were divorced. I was a bitter young man, let me tell you. And I'm not here to talk about my past experiences and the wickedness and the miry clay and the mud and the darkness. But as you understand, we were all in darkness.
Yeah.
But light sprang into my soul.
Amen.
And I got to hear the gospel that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God saved my soul.
Amen.
I'm so thankful for that. How did He save me? I don't know. Why did He save me?
Yeah.
I have no idea. But He did, and I'm thankful.
Amen.
What else can I do but rejoice and sing praises and give Him glory and honor?
Yeah.
And just thinking about all the things that God has done over the years.
Amen.
Wow. I've met a lot of disgruntled in my life, unfortunately. They're not happy with their church. They're not happy with their pastor. They're not happy. They're in a miserable situation. And I can't explain why. It's unfortunate. But that's not been my case. I, by the hand of God, I found this church. What a blessing that is. What a blessing. I mean, the first time I came to church, Brother Lindell's standing at the door, shaking my hand. Whoever thought that a pastor would actually reach out and shake your hand? Because I was involved in a church where you had to make an appointment to see the pastor. And then the pastor invites me for dinner. In the world, what kind of thing is that? That was strange to me. And then we have the meetings that we have, and the wisdom that God has shown over the years, the blessings that we have, and the liberty we have, and the opportunities we have, and the order of the meetings that we have. What a blessing they are. What a blessing. And as I mentioned about my family, I'm so thankful for my wife. I don't think that our children would be where they're at without Janice.
Yep.
I don't think that I would be the husband I am without Janice. I don't think that I would have the family without Janice. She is definitely going to be a compliment and a help in my life. She's been that. And I thank God for her. If it wasn't, because I did not like kids. As I said, my parents were divorced, and so my mother had to work, and so I was the oldest. I had to take care of the kids, and that was not a pleasant experience, let me tell you. So I wasn't looking forward to having kids, but Janice wanted kids, and I thought, oh, God. But she helped me to be a good father. She helped me to be a good parent. She helped me to be a good husband. So I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful for Lyndall for showing me how to be a pastor and being a testimony and a light and for the things that he went through so that we could be here. The things that he endured so that we could have the freedom and the liberty that we have. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for Brother Bill's faith to step out and go as a missionary and some of the wisdom that God gave him as far as how to preach and how to build the church, just on the Word of God, just preaching the Word. I'm thankful for that. I appreciate that. I'm even thankful for his wife, Debbie. I got to get you, Debbie. So. But I'm thankful for all of you, and I hear your testimonies, and what a blessing it is to hear about Christ working in your lives, just like he worked in my life. And what can we say? We can just say, thank God he took us out of the miry clay and set us on the rock, and he put in us a new song in our hearts, and we rejoice and praise him because he's worthy. And I'm so thankful, and as the psalmist said, as David said here, listen, if we count them all, we just don't have enough numbers.
That's right.
For all the blessings that God has given.
Amen.
All of us. And we've forgotten so much that God has done. And so it's good to have. I'm thankful for a country that has a day of Thanksgiving. Can you believe that?
Amen.
Of all the countries in the world, they decided we ought to give a day to thank God. Somebody was smart.
Amen.
Somebody was thinking.
Amen.
Somebody was probably blessed. God blessed them. And they realized we ought to give thanks for God. I'm thankful for a country that we can preach.
Amen.
The gospel freely. And we can gather around in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ without difficulty. Listen, our persecutions here in America, I don't even know why we call them persecutions. Our minor difficulties.
Right.
Our minor interruptions of our day. They are so minor in comparison to what other people have gone through for the gospel. I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful for prosperity. God has blessed us beyond measure. We are so prosperous that we don't realize.
Amen.
Most of us have, you know, we have a place to live, we have nice homes, we have nice cars, we have clothing, we have jobs, we're healthy, we have, at least we have access to doctors that can tell us what's going on. We are just overly blessed.
Amen.
And what can we do but sing praises unto him.
Amen.
And give him glory.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the opportunity to praise the Lord Jesus Christ among the heathen, as David said.
Amen.
You know, you go to work with people that are so ungrateful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you try to encourage them. You know, you got to be thankful. You have a job.
Yeah.
You have a job. Yeah, the job's tough and that doesn't go your way all the time, but you do have a job.
Amen. True.
They do pay you. I mean, there are people that work all week long and they don't get paid ever. So you can be thankful for that, yeah. Oh, so many blessings that God has given us. Can you remember the blessings? Can you count the blessings? Can you name them one by one, what God has done for you? Saved your soul, changed your life, given you a good marriage, given you a good husband, a good wife, given you healthy children, given you a church where people attempt to love God with all their heart and all their mind and all their soul, giving you liberty, freed you from traditions. What a blessing we have.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
For our God. Thank God for his gospel and for his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who saves sinners like me.
Amen.
And like you.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Can you sing 484 in the red book?
After this song, don't hesitate. You've still got a few minutes. You can get out your Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Church to church, and I have six sisters and one brother. And yes, we lived not a happy family. I mean, there was love, yes, but there was more trials and tribulation in my family. I could say we all went through hell and back. I, at one time, wanted to so badly be a nun just to get close to God. But thank God I didn't. All the time, when I met my husband, I was wondering, even at 12 years old, I was looking up at the stars one time and saying, is there really a God? Is there a God? When I met Roland, we had our trials. He was working, and I went outside, and there was an elementary right close to our apartments. And I went over there, and there were kids playing soccer and baseball and all that. And I got into the goal post. I climbed up the goal post, and right at the top, I laid down. And I looked up, and I said, is there a God? Where are you? And when I married my husband, it took almost a month. We were going to get divorced. And I kept looking for something, I didn't know what, in different religions. And there was an empty in my heart.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was. And so I really thank the Lord for Brent, for his faithfulness, for his call, his tender calling of God, that he was willing to go
and give me the gospel. And the reason why how we got to hearing the gospel was because when we were going to get divorced, my sister-in-law came from Virginia and came to talk to Roland about seeking God. And she came because she didn't want us to get divorced. She came and told us that we needed God. And I said, yeah. I need a God. And so Roland said, well, let me look in the phone book and look for a church. So he opened the phone book and he kept going to the yellow pages and everything, and there was Gatherings in Jesus. And he says, there's where we're going. And it was pouring rain. It was, thunder and everything. And Roland goes, we're going there. So we're driving, and there's thunder and everything. And my sister-in-law goes, no, let's go over here to this Pentecostal on 410. And Roland goes, no, you told me to pick. We're going there. So we're driving, and it was just raining, pouring, and we found it. We sat way in the back, and nobody bothered us. And I was thankful. But one song that touched my heart was "Come As You Are," and I'm here. Wow. That hit my heart, and I said, wow, that is a beautiful song. Come as you are. And so I looked at Roland, and Roland goes, this is my home. And I looked at him again, and I said, what? And he goes, this is my home. And so we left, and he goes, we're gonna come next week. So Brent, through that time, I guess they gave us a visitor's card, and he went to go visit us. And I was the only one there. And I was kind of surprised. And he goes, him and Al.
Brother Al Schreiner.
Al Schreiner. So sweet. That man. And so he goes, I came to visit y'all. Is your husband here? And I said, no, he's still at work. And he goes, well, let me go ahead and give you the word of God. And he goes, do you know where you're going when you die? And I said, yeah. And he goes, where? And I said, heaven. And he goes, why? And I said, because I'm good. And he quoted me a verse. There is none good, no, not one. And I go, whoa. And I started confessing to him. He goes, no, 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 don't confess to me. And it's so funny because I thought all these years I had to be good to get to heaven. And that's a lie.
Yes.
And that's a lie. A lot of people think that.
Yeah.
And that's a lie. But then I told him to come in to show me more, and he started giving me, going through the Romans Road, and I said, yes, yes. And he says, do you believe in the Bible? And I said, yes, I do. And I had a Bible, and I didn't know if it was the right Bible. I said, is this the right Bible? Because I knew there were so many Bibles. And he goes, yeah, that's right. So I started looking in my Bible. And so it really was clear. All this time that I was so-called, just by name, a Catholic, that the priest would tell you, you can't understand it, or you'll never know about it because you have to be somebody special. But when I read what he was showing me, it was so easy and I understood it.
Right, amen.
And so I did accept the Lord.
Amen.
I did.
Praise the Lord.
I accepted the Lord. and he told me to read John 20 times. And I did. I did read John 20 times. And so I started coming to Oakville. I thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For Brother Lindell. That grew me in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. That showed me that through trials and tribulation, you can still have that joy and that peace that nobody else can give you. Nobody. Nobody. And when he taught me to get a psalm and yell it back to God, I did. I wasn't the type of person that would talk to somebody. I was too shy. But now I'm not. I'm just going to tell you the way it is. But I love you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because we go through a lot of trials in this world. And the way we have victory is praising God.
Amen. Yes.
Praising God.
Right. Amen.
I thank the Lord for Brent.
Thank you, Lord.
And
yes.
For Lindell. Yeah. I thank the Lord for my husband.
Yeah.
He's gone through a lot too, and he's been patient with me. Thank you, sweetie.
Praise the Lord.
I thank the Lord for this church. I love you guys. And thank you for being there. You know, strong, and keep being there for the Lord.
Amen.
I had the verse that Marty shared too in 1 Chronicles 16:34. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." God is good.
Amen.
God is good. One of my sisters told me that when I got saved, that my religion was gonna just fade away. Well, we have 42 years in the Lord this month.
Wow.
And it hasn't faded away.
Amen.
It hasn't faded away. And like the brother was saying, you know, sisters, I have six sisters and they all know how to fight. And like I mentioned, for one Christmas, my dad bought me boxing gloves to start fighting with my sisters. So we had a lot of battles in our family. A lot. But we loved each other. And I thank the Lord that four of my sisters are saved. Only one that I'm still praying for. And one brother that I'm still praying for.
Amen.
It's hard when my brother, I was so close to him. When my dad passed away, he gave him a real big gold idol. And he has not given that up. You know, and I told him, I said, that's not good. It's an idol and it's got devils. And I told him, and he goes, no, it's from Dad. You know, you don't tell me what to do and all that. So he's still not saved. But with God, nothing's impossible.
That's right.
Nothing's impossible. And I'm still praying.
Thank you, Lord.
But in 1 Chronicles, it says, 16:34 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." God is good. And in Psalms, the reason why I chose these verses is because praising God through the good and the bad has gotten me through the world or the things that God wants you to have victory.
Amen.
And in Psalm 7:17, it says, "I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness, and with singing and sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High."
Amen.
God is the Most High God.
Amen.
We serve a living God.
Amen.
And then in Psalms 28:7, it says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him. and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. God is our helper. We need to trust in him and him only. In Psalms 92, 1 and 2, it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. God is the Most High God. In Psalms 95, 1 through 3, it says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise Amen. To the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In Psalms 104, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Amen.
God needs to be praised. God needs to be worshiped. Give thanks to God.
Yes.
And I am so, so thankful that he's gotten me this far. And
Thank
by
you.
God's grace, I just love his mercy, because without his mercy, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
You
Amen.
Know, and thank, praise you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Can y'all hear me on that end of the church?
Yes, there you go.
I just wanted to also praise the Lord, because it says, go give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And I was thinking about all the things God's done for me. And it said, well, first of all, it's November 1974, 50 years ago, I got saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Because
we had baptized me in the Darrell swimming pool on the coldest November day. I think we had to chip ice to get in the water. But it was cold. But I praise God because he is good, because he is merciful, that he can take somebody like me and bring me up from my background, my Catholicism, and reach down into my heart using my sister for a lifetime and Steve Dalross for many years, planting the seed in my life to reach down and save me. And it says in Psalms 37, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. He is merciful.
Yes.
I am his seed and I am blessed.
Amen.
I am blessed with my family. My extended family, that's my family. Couldn't be more my daughter if she was mine. I am blessed with so many things. I'm blessed by the privilege God gave me to share his word in Mexico. I am blessed by knowing each one of you. I am blessed beyond measure. And it's all because of his mercy and his kindness towards me.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I know other people have something to share, but it's not completely over. After the Lord's Supper, you'll have another chance. Amen. And as you notice, we had a few spaces where nobody was speaking. Don't let that happen. If you've got something, be ready, and as soon as there's a space, stand up and give thanks. Because it's important that you express your thanksgiving to God.
Amen.
That's why we're doing it here. What we're going to do is we're going to have a meal. And make sure you control your children. That's mainly my grandchildren. But keep them controlled the best you can, and make sure that no old folks get tripped. So, you know, have your kids under control. But then we're going to be eating in there. Then around 1:30, we're going to come back in here and have the Lord's Supper. And the Lord's Supper then is about remembering the Lord's death and sacrifice and his love for us. And then after that, we're going to have another open meeting, and you can share your Thanksgiving to finish out this Thanksgiving meeting. We're going to be thanking the Lord for the food. And before we exit right now, we're going to sing number 10. I want to have Brent thank the Lord for the food. Then we're going to stand and sing number 10 in the supplement with all our heart. And then we'll all go on out and eat. Okay? Thank the Lord for the food.
Father in heaven, we are thankful for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the opportunity to meet in his name. Yes. We're thankful for all the blessings that you've given to us, and we want to be a thankful people always. We are thankful for the provision that you've given to us all these years. We thank you for the food prepared today. Bless it and bless it our bodies and give us strength and health. And again, we give you praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Sing number 10.